GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. It's now official. President Biden is running for re-election. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Biden announcing his re-election campaign in an online video, arguing American democracy is on the line.
Freedom. Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred.
The president does not call out his Republican opponents by name, but he takes them on.
But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms.
Former President Donald Trump facing a civil trial brought by former columnist E. Jean Carroll, who says Trump raped her in a department store dressing room nearly three decades ago. Dozens of U.S. embassy workers and their families stationed in Sudan out of Khartoum and safe as warring generals in the African country agree to a three-day ceasefire. This is ABC News. Protests in Montana's capital after the first transgender lawmaker in Montana's state legislature was again barred by Republicans from speaking on the floor.
Outside the Montana state capitol Monday, a big crowd with signs supporting Democratic transgender state rep Zoe Zephyr. Inside, another crowd in the gallery. The Republican majority voted to continue silencing Zephyr because they didn't like her criticism of an anti-transgender measure. She'd said there'd be blood on their hands.
Guests will come to order.
The crowd was noisy but not violent and refused to back down.
Sergeant of Arms, will you please clear the gallery?
Several arrests. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Britain's Prince William reportedly got a, quote, very large sum of money in a 2020 settlement with a British newspaper over the hacking of royal phones. That, according to court documents, connected to one of the lawsuits against members of the media by his brother, Prince Harry. Faith Abube, ABC News.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Mississippi River is rising in La Crosse. It's over 15.5 feet, and forecasters expect it to get over 16 feet by Thursday. At least three city parks are closed. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans are trying again today to require people on Badger Care Plus to renew their status with the state every 6 months instead of automatically re-enrolling. In sports, the Packers and Jets have a trade agreement for Aaron Rodgers. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst says they had to get it done before the NFL draft.
You know, we've been working on this for a while, and to get beyond the draft, I think would have been tough for both teams.
The two teams are swapping first-round picks and making other conditional moves. Also, the Bucks face playoff elimination after last night's loss to Miami. The Brewers fell to Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ho-Chunk Gaming and Coos has given away over $50,000 throughout the month of April with our tax time giveaway. Starting March 31st and going until April 29th, Ho-Chunk Gaming and Coos will be giving away some extra tax time money every Friday and Saturday in April. We'll start with warming everyone up this spring with hot seat drawings every hour from noon to 6 for your chance to win up to $100 in rewards play. Then we'll be giving away the green with drawings starting at 7 and going till 9 p.m. where two winners will win over $1,000 cash every hour. Guests must earn 25 points with their rewards club cards to participate. This April, Ho-Chunk Gaming and Coosa will be having an egg hunt for the adults. This time with our $1,000 egg hunt starting at noon and going till 9 p.m. every Sunday and Monday. We'll be having hot seat drawings every hour to give away prizes up to $1,000 cash. Hop on over to Rewards Club booth for complete contest rules and details. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Bring home some extra green this spring with Ho-Chunk Gaming and Coosa. Your place to play.
Infuse the goodness of handcrafted and single-origin loose-leaf tea into your life. It's all expertly sourced by your own certified tea specialist at Cultivate Taste in Green Bay. Cultivate Taste doesn't use flavorings, candy, or sugar in its luxurious teas, allowing you to develop your personal tea palate while knowing you are drinking something really healthy, too. Cultivate Taste on North Broadway in Green Bay. Call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163. Or go to Cultivate Taste.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to welcome my next guest, Mr. Jim Schultz. He is the recording secretary of WISCOS, which is Wisconsin Committee on Occupational Safety and Health. And we're also joined by my good friend, Johnny Watermelon. What's going on, Johnny?
Morning, Earl. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
Always good to have you in the studio. Well, let's talk a little bit about WISCOS. What is WISCOS?
Sure, Earl. WISCOS is a nonprofit organization, and we're basically a worker-based organization, but we'll work with businesses or anybody that's looking to make workplaces safer and healthier places to be. We started out back in the mid-70s, as we were talking a little bit ago. Until 1970, there was no OSHA, and they didn't actually open their first offices in Washington, D.C. till 71. But by 1975, there was a growing number of workers in Wisconsin that would say, hey, where is OSHA? Why don't we have OSHA here in Wisconsin? And some legal professionals and some healthcare professionals and some enlightened small businesses got together and started advocating to get an OSHA office opened in the state of Wisconsin. And it wasn't easy. It took until 1978, practically, to get the office opened up, the first one in Milwaukee, down at the federal building at Royce there. And at that point, the folks that had been organizing to get that happen reformed and became the Wisconsin Committee on Occupational Safety and Health, and have been helping workers and employers make their workplaces safer and healthier places to be ever since.
You know, I always tell people, man, that I don't know where my life would be. The best years of my life were spent in a union. Yeah. And working with union people. Mm-hmm. And I remember, again, walking into a plant at 18 years old and leaving at 54. And it was one of the most dangerous places to work in. Mm-hmm. When I remember when I first walked into the place, they said, this is called a butcher shop.
Yeah.
Because when I walked in, I was all these older guys missing one, two fingers, limbs, the whole nine yards. And that was in 1972.
Yeah.
And they couldn't hear because there was nothing that said you had to have hearing protection.
Yep.
They didn't have safety glasses, didn't have safety shoes. And I was fortunate that OSHA started having an impact. Because unions were able to, you know, enforce OSHA regulations on companies like the one I had. And and so when I and my group of guys retired from the company, we could still hear. We didn't lose our hearing. You know, I think I've got all my fingers still. Let me see. Oh, okay. I still got all my fingers.
You can still give the finger. Yeah.
and I still got, you know, 10 toes. And so the safety aspect of working on a job, only through the grace of me being born at the time I did. So that's why, and people who don't know about OSHA, occupational safety and health, and the importance of that, one of the things that came too late for my generation and others is you know the exposure to carcinogens, and all those things that were in the plant for all those decades, almost a century before we got there, right? The plant been around all those years, but that way of doing business is still going on in some places.
In a lot of places. Like you, I grew up in a union family. My father was a steel worker. My grandfather was a union man.
Right.
And I'm a third generation foundry rat. I worked in the same foundry my dad worked in and the same foundry that his father worked in. You know, so I've been in hazardous work conditions. I understand it. And see, when I was just real young, talking back in the early 60s, mid, late 60s, and like you say, there was no OSHA.
Right.
My father was working in a foundry in Waukesha here, and because there was no enforceable regulations, he was severely injured on the job, almost killed, when a dump truck literally backed up over him and crushed him. And I grew up my whole life as a child seeing the scars on him because he was just a working man.
Right.
And so when the doctor showed him back up, he didn't have to look pretty. So I grew up seeing these great big Frankenstein zipper scars on his arms and his legs and stuff from when they pieced him back together and sent him back into work. So workplace safety has impacted my life from very early on. So I've always been interested and concerned about it, but never as much as when I almost lost my life at work, working in a foundry. And I literally played the part of a Roman candle for like 2.873 seconds.
Wow.
I was standing on a 6-foot-tall platform doing repairs on a furnace. There was nobody around me. It was on a weekend. One of my tools slid under the iron, and it was damp, so the water instantly turned to steam, which threw iron back at me. And I suffered first, second, and third degree burns from my forehead to my waist, a lot of my arms and stuff. So I understand what it means. Your life can change in an instant. You can have one bad instant and change it to everything else that's ever going to happen to you.
You know, people think, you know, foundries, you know, plants like the one I worked in, that those are the only hazardous kinds of places.
No.
So you could think a grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. Like a major grocery chain.
Yep.
That deals with all of these incoming things, and you could say a Walmart. Mm-hmm. And constantly there are people who work in those high speed kind of places, and what is it called? Where they deliver all the stuff, you buy it in Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And those kind of plants and all those things.
Yep.
There's safety conditions and issues in those places, right?
Horrible. But even in offices, there are safety concerns. I worked in foundries for close to 20 years. I've worked in restaurants, hospitality, and kitchens for about 25 years. I've worked in construction and demolition. I've done landscaping. I've done building maintenance. I've had a lot of opportunities to see just how hazard the jobs are out there and that we're being faced with. And we all face hazards in our workplace. Now, some of us may have a lot of really bad hazards, and some of us may have a lot of really kind of minor hazards, but a hazard is a hazard. You can still get an infection in a paper cut that means you're going to lose a finger. You know, you don't have to lose an arm because it got chopped off by a machine. You can have stuff happen at any workplace that's going to affect you.
So people may say, well, you know, I don't have a union. I work in a place. I'm not going to make any noise because I don't want to get fired.
Right.
But I know there's some hazardous things that exist where I am. Mm-hmm. you know, are you saying that you don't have to have a union to get support?
I'm saying exactly that. Under the law, it's called concerted activity, and that's the law that protects unions when they do what they do to help protect workers. But anytime two or more workers get together to talk about their working conditions, they're protected by the law of concerted activity. Now, you can't spend all day jawjacking about something, right, but you do have the right to communicate with your workers about, hey, don't use that punch press because the safety button doesn't work. They've got it wired closed or, you know, whatever it might be, and let the other person know what's going on. And we have a class that we give on knowing and effectively using your workplace health and safety rights. And I can tell you, because I've done it by myself, you can do it on your own, but it is not easy.
So your safety rights, your workplace and safety rights, supersede your employment.
Correct.
And from the perspective of if it's an unsafe condition,
yep,
you do have somewhere you can go.
Yep.
I mean, they can't just fire you on the spot.
Well,
they can.
But
you have recourse, is what you're saying.
You do. If you're prepared and set up ahead of time, which is why we have our class, because if you go and tell your boss,
I ain't doing that
unsafe right. work, get some other fool
you're
to do
get
it.
You're going to get fired.
That's a work refusal, and you're out right. of there. But if you tell them, look, when you make it safe for me to do that job, I'll hop right on it.
Right.
You haven't refused anything. You've acknowledged that you will do the work they've assigned you, but the law requires them to give you safe work. So we say, you know, say that. Never start with a no. It's gone to court no matter how many times it was imminently dangerous that you're going to lose your life there, but you said no first. That's a work refusal.
Right.
But if you say it properly and if you have documentation, you have coworkers as witnesses and things like that, if they then fire you, OSHA will fight to get you your job back. They'll fight to get you any lost pay, any lost benefits that you would have accrued, like health insurance or vacation or whatever. But if you say, yeah, but if I go back, they're just going to find another excuse in a month to fire me, OSHA will go, okay, that's fine, but we're still going to fight to make you whole. So you do have the ability. It's scary to step up to that boss and say, that's unsafe, and I need you to fix that before I do it, because you may get fired.
Right.
But if you're prepared ahead of time, you can and you will win.
You know, we're going to talk about some workers who unfortunately lost their lives in, you know, you talk about in the line of duty in the military, there's a loss of life in the line of duty in employment.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about that in special Workers Memorial Day on the 28th when we come back from break. My guest is Mr. Jim Schultz. He's the recording secretary of WISCOS, and Johnny Watermelon, my co-worker here at 540 MWAUK. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
They really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sun. High at 48, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. High temperatures reach up to 51. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 39.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. Times of trouble, we never could have come this far. Mm-hmm. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Jim Schultz. He's the recording secretary of Wishkosh, a Wisconsin Committee on Occupational Safety and Health, in Johnny Watermelon, my colleague here at the station. And before we go to Johnny, there's a Workers' Memorial Day this Friday.
Yes.
428, and mm-hmm. and you've invited me to say a few words. Number one, I'm honored. Let's talk a little bit about what the Workers' Memorial Day is, what sure. it consists of.
Sure. April 28th was chosen back in the late 80s, early 90s, when started celebrating it in this country. They actually started a little bit earlier in Canada than us. But it was chosen because that was the day that OSHA legally opened its doors in 1971, was April 28th. So we chose that day as a day to remember and to look back and say, okay, what do we have to do for the coming year to make sure that, if at all possible, we don't have to have this event again next year? But unfortunately, we do, because workers seem to get injured and die in the workplace one or two at a time in widespread areas, and it generally doesn't make the news. If it does, there's almost never any follow-up. And so people don't really have that on their mind. They're not conscious of the toll of workplace deaths and injuries. But on average, 9 to 14 workers die every day on the job in this country. And that's not counting the workers that get injured or that get made ill and end up with mesothelioma or some long-term disease because of the exposures in the workplace. That's just the numbers that we know about. Because the state of Wisconsin has passed laws that restrict the names that we can get for workers. So if you don't receive a death benefit on your job, like maybe you're working at a nail salon or in a farm or something like that, where your employer doesn't pay a death benefit, we're not legally able to find out that you died on the job. And no worker should have to go unknown or unnoticed when they leave us.
So you said that in the state of Wisconsin, there are legislators who refuse to give the people from the state of Wisconsin the names of people who have died from conditions of their work. Why would they refuse to do that? How nonsensical is that?
Well, you got to understand that they get a lot of donations from business. So they want to keep businesses happy. And no business wants to let a lot of people know that somebody died here.
Right.
Because they might not get many people that want to come and work there then. Or the people that are working there say, well, then we got to do something about this so that doesn't happen. And that means they got to spend some money that might have been profit in their pocket, making their job safer. So we think it's very important that every worker that we can possibly find out about gets memorialized and honored at ceremonies like this, or they have them in Madison and Eau Claire and other areas around the state, that nobody should go unnoticed and forgotten.
Jim, I got to ask you a question here.
Sure.
If I chime in, I you know, when you say that, it begs the question for me, why would an employer want to invite you into their environment, into the workplace environment, kind of maybe give you a lead up here? Doesn't an ounce of prevention a lot more cost effective than a pound of cure?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because for every serious injury, there are tens and hundreds of minor or medium injuries, whether it's a paper cut or a stubbed toe or whatever it is, that's not on the level of somebody losing their life. But it's still a workplace injury, and it still affects you. And like right now, after all these years in the foundry I spent, I'm feeling pains in my shoulders and my knees from the vibrating tables that I worked by and things like that from decades ago.
Right.
But they're coming back to me now. And if we protected our workers better then, they wouldn't have pains as they age. They may not have the diseases that they have.
You know, guys, let's do this. We've got to go to a break. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about the Workers' Memorial Day, the significance of that, and we'll continue the conversation. I have to go to a break. Mr. Jim Schultz, Recording Secretary of WISCOS, Wisconsin Committee on Occupational Safety and Health, and my good friend Johnny Watermelon and colleague. We'll be right back.
I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abubank. It's now official. President Biden is running for re-election. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Biden announcing his re-election campaign in an online video, arguing American democracy is on the line.
Freedom, personal freedom, is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred
The president does not call out his Republican opponents by name, but he takes them on.
But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms.
Former President Donald Trump facing a civil trial brought by former columnist E. Jean Carroll, who says Trump raped her in a department store dressing room nearly three decades ago. Dozens of U.S. embassy workers and their families stationed in Sudan
Your out home of Khartoum for local and news, safe weather, as warring generals in the African the country agreed to a three-day ceasefire.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Metnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants a statewide referendum on abortion, telling the Milwaukee Press Club, quote, I have a hard time believing people would allow abortion past about 12 weeks, unquote. But he did not say how he would vote. Before Roe was overturned, women in Wisconsin could seek abortions up to 20 weeks. However, Wisconsin voters can't change state law by referendum. Instead, a constitutional amendment would have to be created and passed the GOP-controlled legislature two consecutive sessions before voters could even weigh in. With student enrollment down, school districts in Racine, Wausau, Superior, and La Crosse are among those with plans to either close or combine schools. The Wisconsin Policy Forum reporting the 2020-2021 school year was the seventh in a row that public school enrollment was down in Wisconsin. I'm Jay Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I am joined by Mr. Jim Schultz. He is Recording Secretary of WISCOS, which is Wisconsin Committee on Occupational Safety and Health, and Jenny Watermelon, my co-worker. So let's talk about, again, the Workers' Memorial Day, what's going to take place, and, the importance of that.
Yeah. So in Milwaukee, we generally have two events, and we use the old labor slogan, mourn the dead, but fight like hell for the living. So we have an event that we hold at the Postal Workers Union Hall, downtown Milwaukee, where we have a gathering of folks to come, and we talk about what's happened in the past year, what do we see as coming up in the following year. We often have somebody from OSHA there to come and talk to us about what they might have coming up, special emphasis or things like that. And we share a little meal. We break bread together. And then we go over to the park, Zeidler Union Square Park, was just around the corner from it.
Right.
And we have another event there where we have maybe more local folks, E. Michael McCann used to come down, or John Chisholm used to come down and talk about, you know, if it wasn't for Wiskosh, E. Michael McCann has said a number of times, without us, he never even would have considered prosecuting an employer that killed a worker. But because we brought that to light, that you have that right to do that, he started looking into that kind of thing. And so we have usually someone from Gwen Moore's office there, and Tammy Baldwin, and folks like that, that come and talk about how they're fighting for workers' rights and things like that on our behalf. So we have these two events, and we do read off the list of names that we have. And sometimes, like this year, we got three or four names where we know somebody died, but we didn't get a name for it. So we can at least say, well, somebody on this day in this, you know, city or township or whatever lost their life to workplace injury, but we can't completely memorialize them because we just don't know.
You know, so for people who, you know, don't work in heavy industry like you and I did, Jim, but they work in settings and places that are dangerous to them, how do they contact you guys? What is their process? Because they're terrified, I know. Yeah. You're afraid, man. You know.
Yeah.
Even though you know things are not right, it's like, man, you know, am I going to risk losing everything that I have?
Yeah.
And they just accept it, right? I mean,
a lot of them do. Yeah. Or they quit the job and go somewhere else, and somebody else is then exposed to those unsafe conditions because that's just the way it's always been.
Right.
And they don't know what to do to change it, or they can't get their coworkers because, well, I've been here 25 years and it hasn't hurt me yet, and yet, like you say, they're missing two or three fingers, or they got to wear a patch over an eye or something.
Right.
And it has affected them, but they wanted to keep their job, so they just told themselves, it doesn't bother me. But they can contact us. We have a website, wiskosh.org, where we have a lot of information. We're on Facebook, so if you go to Facebook.com/Wiskosh, W-I-S-C-O-S-H, they can email us at safety@wiskosh.org. We provide a lot of trainings, most of them for free or very low cost, or when we have grants to cover the training costs, absolutely free.
So nobody has to know.
Nobody has to know that you've contacted us. And we've had a lot of workers contact us, and then we contact the worker, the workplace on their behalf. And we never use anybody's name, even when they tell us, no, go ahead, tell them that I called you. No, we've received some reports that there are some unsafe conditions in your workplace having to deal with this situation or that situation, and it keeps them out of the spotlight. Now, the employer may figure, well, I think Jim's probably the one because he's been making noise here, but there may be other people that had an issue but didn't say anything, but they may have called us.
So how do the companies usually receive you guys? I mean, different from different companies?
The majority of the companies look at us as an adversary. Some of them recognize, usually it's a smaller a mom and pop store, something like that, where they actually do care more about their workers, that we're there to try and help. And sometimes all it needs to be is that we're in the room. A number of years back, we had some workers that were working with another nonprofit agency in the area that weren't getting paid for their work. Or they weren't sure because they weren't getting a regular payroll check. They were getting paid on a regular checking book check.
Right.
So they didn't know if their child support was getting taken out, if their health insurance is getting paid for. And for months, they were going around and around trying to get this dealt with. They asked us, well, could you come and sit in a next meeting with us? And all I had to do was go in the room and sit there with my notebook. And they literally asked me, who are you? Why are you here? I'm here as an observer at the request of the worker. Literally, that was a Tuesday. On that Friday, those workers had their checks in their hand. And it was a regular payroll check. Just knowing that there's somebody out there watching, keeping track, willing to help, can make a lot of difference.
So, and for the listening audience, it doesn't have to be you.
Nope.
It could be a friend of yours. It could be your own child who is working under those kinds of conditions and things, that this information can be really important.
Oh, yeah.
For us. Not always just you yourself.
Oh, absolutely. For about about 14 years, we were at Riverside University High School because they had a career pathways program there. And the instructors there invited us to come in, and we would get the kids for 3 days every year. And so we would teach them the first year about their workplace rights and how to use them and what jobs their employer were allowed and not allowed to have them do. The second year, we'd say, okay, now you know what your rights are. How do you identify the hazards? Because that's what's going to hurt you. And the third year, we'd have them, here's some real-life situations, and talk with your fellow students. How would you folks handle that? And then we tell them, this is what happened in the real situation, how they handled it, how it turned out. So by the time they walked out of high school, they didn't have like an OSHA 10-hour or 30-hour card, but they had some understanding what their rights were. And most of them ended up telling their parents, their siblings, their co-workers at work. In fact, I went into a check cashing place, and one of the students recognized us from the classroom from a couple years before, and said, oh, it's you. And the manager turned around and, you're the guys, you're responsible, because she was telling them all the time, well, no, you can't do it like that, or no, I can't work those hours. And she wasn't mad at us because she didn't know what the right way of doing it was. And so it informed her, and it made her job better. Less injuries means that you're not spending money unnecessarily on medical bills and things like that.
You know, Jim, there are people who I never knew that I was exposed to all sorts of carcinogens in the plant. And nobody ever told us, right?
Yeah.
And I do know that there are people who died early because of the chemicals. I think where I worked, they had something like 1,000 different chemicals that they used. We had a process called coil pickling, where they took acid and mixed all the acids together in big vats as they would take the big coils of steel to make steel pliable. So once you stamped the part, it wouldn't crack.
Right.
But those chemicals, you know, inhaled, you know, killed a lot of people early. And so even today, sometimes we expect our government is going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And the people who, and I talk about this stuff almost every day on my show, elected officials who should be supporting the workers and the people who won't do that. That they're not going to be making sure that the safety, public safety, is the number one thing. And so I keep knocking on the door of that to try to wake people up and say, we can get mad at the corporations all we want to, but somebody's made it legal for the corporations to do what they're doing to us.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, chemicals are prevalent in just about every workplace nowadays. Whether you're using them directly or someone that's working with you is using them, you may still be being exposed to them. Or it might be the cleaning crew that comes in off shift while you're not there, and there's residue when you come back and you're exposed to it and you don't know about it. There's over 100,000 chemicals in regular use in industry right now today. Every year, industry adds about 1,000 to 1,500 new chemicals out there. And people think, well, it's got to be safe if they're using it. But the reality of the fact is OSHA regulates less than 50 chemicals. They have a standard for exposure for 50 chemicals.
Wow.
Out of all of those chemicals.
That's amazing.
And stuff like, we just had a big fight a couple years back on silica and beryllium and things like that, that we've been fighting for decades to get standards to say that, no, more than this is going to make you ill. More than this is going to kill you. So it's been a long struggle, and it's a big fight because they have a lot of money on the other side saying, well, we don't want that information out there. Or we haven't done the testing on it yet, so we don't really know what the situation is.
Jim, can you help us understand the list of things that you go through that either Wishgosh has got programs or inspection procedures when you get invited in or get to go into an environment that has a complaint? What are some of the things that you deal with on a regular basis? I mean, we talked a little bit about that, but there's got to be a variety of different things. Can you go through that list that you look at?
Generally, I don't get to go into the plant to do a walkthrough because I'm not a government official. They don't have to let me in there. And even government officials, they can make them go get a warrant from a court before they let them on the property. But we do a lot of training. Besides being a recording secretary, I'm the lead safety trainer at Wiscosh.
Okay.
So we train the workers to be able to identify, because they're in there every day. Right. And they, you know, when I was working in the foundry and other places, the company would tell us, oh, OSHA's coming through, so we got to paint this up, we got to clean this right. up, make everything yeah. look nice, and they'd shut down production just about for the day so there wouldn't be any smoke in the area and things like that.
Sure.
But the worker knows what it's like every day. So we train them on recognizing what are the different types of hazards, because OSHA recognizes five categories of hazards. We can't tell them every hazard there is, but it fits into a chemical hazard, a physical hazard, a psychological hazard, you know, biological hazard, things like that, and how it affects you. So when they get back to the workplace, they can, so that right there is a hazard because that hydraulic sure. cylinder got a leak and is shooting oil out all the time. That oil is a potential hazard, either being slippery on the floor right. or getting burned by it. If I walk past it, when it happens to spurt out, you know.
So there's a connection.
They can recognize and they can make the list of here's what we're looking at okay. every day.
You know, I remember, man, in the latter years of my employment, and technology was starting to come in, and lasers
mm-hmm.
came in.
Yeah.
And so they had the lasers cutting out the part.
Right.
And there was this dust,
mm-hmm.
fine dust,
yeah.
that was so fine you couldn't see it in the air, but it would rest on everything.
Yep.
And I remember working, and I was having this sore throat because we didn't wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having this sore throat because it was new technology that had just come in.
Yep.
And I went to the dentist, and the dentist said, hey, your throat is inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, so what can it be? And I remember having trouble swallowing. Well, we were inhaling that fine laser
yep.
dust.
Yep. Yep.
And I raised so much cane, I contacted OSHA.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to fire me.
Right.
And there were guys who worked with me who said, he's always complaining. My coworkers, mm-hmm. I'm right. fighting for everybody.
Right.
And they're afraid.
Yep.
And so, make a long story short, force them
mm-hmm.
to fix mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It cost them $120,000. They weren't happy.
Right.
But sometimes you have to be willing mm-hmm. to take the risk, because there's nothing more important than your health and your life. Not money can't buy right. that.
Well, and potentially your throat issues were a worker's compensation issue, which they would have had to come out of their pocket, which they wouldn't have been happy about.
Right.
So if they can stop the injuries, they can stop the output of profit into workers' comp, lowers their insurance rates, makes everything better for everybody if we can do it like that.
You know, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sun. High at 48, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. High temperatures reach up to 51 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 39.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Station.
Yes, it's over, call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend, we knew it had to end someday. This way.
Guess it's over, the kicks are gone. Of trying to hang on. Somewhere we lost the key. So little left for you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Jim Schultz. He's the recording secretary of Wishkosh, Wisconsin Committee on Occupational Safety and Health. My coworker Johnny Watermelon. Let me ask you this, Jim, because we talked about industry, and I think when we focus so much on industry, there are all these other things and offices and and other places that people may not see. You know that they themselves are exposed to things. What do you say to them? I mean. Because maybe you say, well, I mean, an office is safe. The environment is safe. There's nothing here that can, you know, cause me any discomfort.
Right. Well, I guess if we got to find a bright side of the pandemic that we're still in, has been that people started recognizing that, oh, just because I'm in office, I'm not safe. Because I'm in a confined space with somebody for 8 hours and... Yeah, it used to be, oh, I heard somebody coughing or sneezing or whatever, and why didn't they stay home? They were sick. Well, because they couldn't. They didn't have the time off. They weren't able to do that. Right. Now more people are starting to recognize that, well, yeah, I work in an office or I work in a non-production type facility. There are still hazards there. The ink from the printers can be a problem. Or like at the grocery stores, those receipts you get, they got ads printed on the back, but then they print the receipt on the front of it. Those are heat activated, but that ink on there is highly hazardous. And for you or me as the customer, getting one or two receipts a day, it's not a big deal, but that cash register worker that's pulling that out every time, they're getting really exposed to that stuff, but they don't know it because they don't think about it because nobody's told them about it. If you don't know what the hazards are, you don't understand what you're being exposed to. And so I'm also one of Wisconsin's workplace safety and health trainers. And I often start most of my trainings by letting folks know that, look, in life, there's only three places that we go to. And I let them try and figure out what they are and tell me what they are. And they all say, well, church and the store. No, the three places we go to in life are we go home, we go to work, or we go to somebody else's place of work. Therefore, if that workplace is not safe for them to be in, if it's not a healthy environment for them to be in, as a customer, as a client, as a vendor, it's not healthy for me to be there. And so if there are hazards in the office or wherever else, we need to know what they are. And Wisconsin provides training on that on a whole range of topics. And just being able to understand what a hazard is so you know what you're looking for is a big one.
So it becomes a mindset.
It is.
And what should transpire and what people should do when they go to work, no matter where it is, it should be a mindset for you. It's Are there any hazards around here? Are there any? Are there things here that we can do better, well, or make things safer in the long run for me and my coworkers?
Absolutely. A lot of folks think, well, I'm volunteering at this organization, whatever. There can still be hazards. Just because you're not getting a paycheck doesn't mean that it's inherently safe. There are so many hazards out there that people just don't understand. They don't recognize until it affects them personally. Either it happens to them or a family member or a friend. Then they go, oh, wow, I never even thought about that.
Is there such a thing as statute of limitations when it comes to those kinds of things?
Yes and no. The way OSHA looks at it is there is a statute of limitations on filing a complaint about an unsafe condition, with the exception of if it's a recurring thing. If it happens every day because that's how the job is set up, then there's not. But if it's something that happened to you today, you've got 30 days to file a complaint about it, or too bad. But if it happens to you today and it happens tomorrow and it happened last week and it's going to happen next month because that's just the way the job is designed, then there isn't, because that hazard is still present. But, you know, we also talk about things that sometimes OSHA isn't the best tool to pull out of the toolbox right away. You know, they're a great big club that's wonderful to threaten with, but the fact is they're very understaffed, they're very, very underfunded. They just don't have the capabilities that they need to have. But with Wiscosh and other organizations that can help you, we're part of a national coalition on occupational safety and health, and national COSH. We help workers all across the country.
So you
can get help.
So what's a number that people can reach you guys?
They can reach us, the Wiscosh office, at 414-870-3060. And we don't always have somebody there because we're largely staffed by volunteers. But if you leave a message and tell us who you are and why you're calling and when we can get back in contact with you, and should we phone or email or whatever, we will get back to you.
And what's your email?
They can email at wiscosh@wiscosh.com. And we will respond to them as soon as we can when we get their message.
Well, listen, man, I want to thank you, you guys, for extending an invitation for me to say a few words on Thursday. I'm very much honored to have that opportunity because, you know that people and life is so precious, and when it's lost while you're working, you know, people say, well, in the military, people lost their lives, and then we, you know, we do the things that we do for the people who lost their lives fighting for the nation, but people lose their lives going to work to support their families.
Yep.
Every day.
Yep.
And we don't, and people aren't even aware that it's taking place.
No. And Wiscosh has always advocated for the military personnel to have safe workplaces as much as possible as well. I mean, right. There's no reason that we should have sent warriors overseas without things like body armor,
yeah,
or armored vehicles that their families had to chip in to send the stuff over to them.
You know, the burn pits, you know, I mean, all the different things, you know, Vietnam, I forgot what it was called, man, Agent Orange.
Right.
And all those things, right? But anyway, man, I got to let you go.
Okay.
It's good to see you. I'll look forward to having the conversation with you in a couple of days.
See you in a couple of days, Jim.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank we got to go to a break. When we come back, I'll let you know who we'll be joined by next. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media,
608-819-8255.
know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.